You're bound to say it at least once during a two-week series on Japanese technology, so go ahead. Now's a good time. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. This is a human being. The exoskeleton he's wearing is the robot under the at Scuba University. It's called Hybrid Assistive Limb, HAL for short. And anyone who wears it has potential to lift up to 10 times the weight they normally could.
It depends on his original power, because this robot suit is controlled by the assist ratio. For example, usually we set about 50% or 6 or 70%. If he is a very weak person at that time, the assist ratio is 90%. So at that time, you said that before 10 times.
HAL works by figuring out what the wearer's muscles are doing. The suit then simply reacts.
Command signals from the brain transmitted to the muscles through the motor neurons, and we can detect such kind of very faint bioelectrical signals on the surface of the skin, and these signals are calculated in the computer here. And after that, the computer controls these power units, so he can upgrade his power.
And believe it or not, sometimes the suit interprets those electrical signals more quickly than the wearer's muscles. In other words, it moves before the human muscle does.
And the next big test for HAL comes this summer when a Japanese physical therapist will actually carry one of his patients, a polio patient, all the way up to the top of a mountain in the Swiss Alps.
After that, the challenge will be helping people who've lost control of their limbs climb on their own.
One of the patients who came to my laboratory loses his legs. So now we are developing for his artificial legs by using these technologies.
Developers expect when the suit becomes commercially available, they hope within the next few years, it'll likely cost somewhere around $20,000. Adam Balkin, New York One.